Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, the email, as always, that's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com that many of you get in touch. Emma did so. Emma's with us on the line today in Donegal. Emma, why did you get in contact with the programme?
About the amount of children on waiting lists, including my own, in CHI, Children's Health Ireland.
What's your story?
So my eldest daughter, she's now aged out, but she's 19, but our other daughter will be turning 16 now in a couple of weeks. And when she ages out, she will have been on the list to see a rheumatologist for over 6 years, and she will have never seen the rheumatologist in CHI.
And when you say ever. Has aged out, you mean is over the age of 16, so no longer qualifies as...
No longer qualifies for paediatric care over the age of 16, therefore is transferred to the adult waiting list, and it will be treated as a new referral. So we will go to the back of the list.
How long was your daughter on the rheumatology list?
She's on it over 6 years now.
So she's now 16, 10 years of age. She was put onto the list. You were told she'd go on the list for an appointment. 6 years on it and has never got an appointment.
No, we get a letter every 6 months and it says, you know, scan the QR code or tick the box and send it back to us if you still require an appointment. Now, we did take her privately. Because we couldn't wait that long, and it's a genetic condition that both her and her sister have, and we were advised to get all of our children screened when our first child was diagnosed with it. So she had her diagnosis already, and we were told no, she would need intervention from rheumatology. This can be a very debilitating disease, and it affects her musculoskeletal strength with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome she has, so it affects the elasticity of her joints. You know, she would be very hypermobile. She would dislocate her joints quite regularly, but it also affects the strength and elasticity of the organs and the skin and things like that. So they were saying she would need a multidisciplinary team approach. She would need to be seen by rheumatology. She would need to have some cardiac input. She's supposed to have her aorta scanned every 12 months to make sure that it's not thinning out. And she's 2 years on the waiting list with the cardiologist, still waiting on an echo. Although she's supposed to have it every 12 months. So I did try ringing them last week. I got one of those letters that said, if you need the appointment, ticket and send it back. And I actually, to be honest with you, Andrew, I just sat there and cried. I did. I opened the letter, I left it to the side, and then when I got all the kids settled that night, I opened the letter and I just sat there and cried because I just thought to myself, I'm going to take this letter and I'm going to send it back and she's still not going to be seen. And then we're back to square one.
What's the point?
What's the point? But I sent it back because then if you don't...
No, sure, you'd fall out of the system.
Yeah.
And you got in touch, Emma, because you were listening to the discussion we had with Lynn, who was with us in the programme yesterday, and many other parents, Gillian and others who got in touch with the show on Friday, because we were talking about those who were on waiting lists for spinal surgeries now going to be offered those surgeries in New York and in London.
Yeah. And you know what? Can I just say, I am so delighted for those families that can avail of that treatment. I really am. It's not, you know, oh my God, they're getting them, we're not. I'm absolutely delighted for them. But, you know, I look at my wee girl with ASD. She has a lot of struggles as it is with autism. And to think now, like, I mean, she's been failed, really. And, you know, the thing is, I'm going to sit back there as her parent, and I know a lot of parents will feel the same sort of guilt that I feel, that, you know, we've been beating this drum for years trying to get an appointment, you're ringing and being told you're on the list, and then there's backlogs from COVID and what have you, and you just think to yourself, you know, if I can't provide this, you know, if I can't make them provide this care, you know, what kind of parent am I? I can't make them provide this care. You know, and then when you look at the reality of the waiting list in Ireland, I mean, at the moment there's, you know, I go on and check it every now and then to see, you know, has it got any lower?
Yeah.
And there's 82,500 children waiting for an outpatient appointment in Ireland.
82,500
waiting for an outpatient appointment, and you know, 18 those waiting over 18.5 months for an outpatient appointment are over 7,500. So, you know, and that's not including those waiting on inpatient care. There's 3,500 waiting for inpatient care, children in Ireland. 3,500 waiting to be, they have been told they needed to be admitted to hospital. And there's 3,500 on the waiting list for inpatient care. And over 6,000 waiting on a day services case.
These are just the stories and situations and experiences, Emma, that we hear about time and time again on this show from people like you and so many other parents who get in touch to try and highlight these issues. Tell me a little bit about your daughter and if she were to get these appointments and the multidisciplinary approach that you've talked about, how could her circumstances change or at least be improved somewhat day to day?
You see, there's also a multidisciplinary approach because if you can imagine, if your joints are coming apart on a weekly basis, you're going to be in extreme pain. You know, if you're going to dislocate and subluxe your joints on a weekly basis, and if your skin tears easily and stitches don't really tick because your skin is fragile, and all of the things that go along with that, you know, she would suffer with chronic migraine. It's another side of it that she actually would suffer with what you call complex migraines. At one stage, she was admitted to hospital because they thought she had a bleed on the brain, but it's actually the way the migraine affects her brain. And she has a murmur in her heart. So she's supposed to have that checked because there can be problems with the valves and things like that if a person has Ehlers-Danlos. Mm. And as I said, their aortic and sphenoid, they would be at the type that she has is classical. So not all people, but some people, especially those who have vascular EDS, would have higher risks of organ rupture. You know, so they're supposed to be checked regularly for these things. And that's not to say that just people with vascular can have that. It can happen to people who have classical Ehlers-Danlos. It just wouldn't be as common. But you still have to keep an eye out for it, you know. And so she's supposed to be checked every 12 months and have the aorta scan. So we would know what thickness her aorta is. We would know, is it something that we need to worry about or is it not something that we need to worry about? She would have pain management. You know what I mean? She would have somebody on her team as a pain management team. She would have, she now has a rheumatologist and an occupational therapist in primary care here in Donegal. But she should have had, she only got them last year. She should have had that years ago. And that was because basically our paediatrician was like, no, she needs it. So we're just going to get it here locally because we're trying to get it to come in. And he was like, he himself was like, you know, I'm going to write to them again and stress the importance of this. And I rung them again and they said, we're really sorry. We're snowed under with kids with juvenile idiopathic arthritis. We're snowed under with kids with rheumatoid arthritis.
Is going abroad at all an option for treatment? Is that even possible, Emma?
Well, that's what we are going to end up doing because what's going to happen now is she's going to go to the back of the list. Now, in a couple of weeks, her referral will just be sent on and she'll be back. It's a new referral, as I say, so she'll be put to the back of the list. And we're just going to have to find the money somewhere to take her abroad. And we will. We had to do it for her other daughter. I mean, she did get a multidisciplinary team, but that was simply because she had very uncontrollable epilepsy. So she was admitted to CHI as an inpatient, and then they all came around her after she'd seen the geneticist. But for Rosie, because she was diagnosed almost before she was symptomatic, it was like when she gets symptomatic, you know,
it'll happen. When does she turn 16?
August.
August. So literally in 4 weeks' time, she, as you say, I don't want to use the word.
She's actually the start of August.
She's aged out of the paediatric services at that stage. And what response have you had, if any, from the health service about this, Emma?
You just have to wait. We're really sorry. We're very apologetic, but you have to wait. We've hundreds of kids on the list, and you know they were saying that there's about 400 children or something like that. The last time I asked, it was like, you know, where are we on the list? I really need to know. And there was nearly 400 children waiting over 18 months to see a rheumatologist.
That's the number.
And that's the thing is when people hear 18 months, they think, oh, it's 18 plus months. You know, it doesn't mean that the child is just waiting 18 months. Some of these kids, like my child, are waiting 6 years, 5 years, 4 years. Well, look, she's 6 years older.
I don't know that it will be of any help or benefit, but we're certainly happy we can contact the HSE, Emma, and see what the situation is with the waiting lists, or if anything can be done between now and the start of August for your daughter. But listen, thank you for getting in touch, and I wish you the best of luck with it as well.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Not at all. That's Emma there with us in Donegal. Just...
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.